Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. Who kind of take off? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. Hating on the low, I been new, I been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake, but it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Whole scratching, they messy, bitches be broken, be petty. Hate on the low in this show, cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle, staying down, got me every penny. 19, have a penny, hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, 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 can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I flippin' for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
I said one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two times for the two times, cause they fake now. Three times for the three times, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight, you ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos, I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck niggas. You niggas know what it is, niggas. We getting real money over here, niggas. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out. What?
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
Welcome back to another awesome episode of Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and my awesome sauce co-host, Mo Benz. What it do, Mo?
Yo, what's up, Black? What's up, people? What's up, world? I'm ready for another exciting Sunday fun day. Let's get it in, roll something, light something, pour something up, come kick it with your people.
Sir, yes, sir. Man, you know what, Mo? I thought this was the last Sunday in the month. Boy, I was chilling all day.
Yeah.
I said, oh, this is Mo, world famous chop-up episode.
Next week. That's next week.
I know. It's another Sunday. How was your week, man?
Yo, my week was good. So this week I'm calling it Embrace Technology. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't run from it. It's the way of the world. Just embrace technology. Big shout out to Vintage Nubian. You know, that's me and my wife's business up here in Brooklyn. Got a chance to do a pop up today, so I'm a little tired, but you know, I'm here. You know what I'm saying? So the pop up was in Bushwick, so it was a nice little venue, nice spot. You know what I'm saying? It was a nice successful day. Yeah, thank you. So back at the home, you know, unpacking everything. Drove past Marcy Projects too. That's funny. Big shout out to Jay-Z. You know what I'm saying? I'm never on that side of Brooklyn too tough. So it's just funny, you know, seeing where a person like came up and what made them the way they are. You know what I'm saying? That's why I can't wait for my Cleveland trip. You know what I'm saying? So I can get, you know, because I'm like two people in Cleveland. I'm like East Cleveland, that's my down the way side, and then I'm like suburban on my Cleveland Heights side. So I can't wait to just touch base with both energies when I touch back. So I'm just planning that trip. You know what I'm saying? Enjoying the summer, and then of course it is now Leo season, so let the lion loose. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, that's my week. You know, embrace technology though. Once again.
Them damn lions. But, you know, Leo season is about fun, right? Because, you know, after Leo season is just the calm down. So it's the turn up for Leo season. I actually wish you could come down to Atlanta, man, so we could really do something dangerous. But
I know.
Like, I don't know, man. I might have to work that out for your birthday.
Yeah.
Get you down here for 2 days or something like that, a day. We'll talk, you know. But, man, my week was, like, let me see, what the fuck, okay? That's my week. What the fuck part two? Shit, like, it's been crazy. So, I'm learning these lessons, right, because I'm going to new heights. And I'm learning some lessons, like spirit throwing in last-minute lessons at me, left and right, you know? Like, I need you to pay attention to this. I need you to pay attention to that. And so my lesson was, especially at the beginning of the week, spirit was tapping on it. And my people, he was a couple weeks ago, this is the same thing he was trying to tell me. But I'm like, you know, I'm very outgoing, you know. If I rock with you, come on in. You're welcome to my house. Southern hospitality, you know, what you want, you know, whatever I got, you know, you're welcome to it, right? And so what I'm learning is that my associates and my friends, the people that's close to me, that's what they are, right? People that I do business with, you know what I'm saying? People coming to me for spiritual stuff and this is that and the other. Like, you got to keep them on another side. You know what I'm saying? You can't, you know, like, you can't help everybody that need help in the same way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And a lot of times.
They got to prove themselves first. You know what I'm saying? Before you let them into your inner
Not even proving themselves, because it's just a line that you can't cross. You can get real cool with somebody because they can be genuinely cool, but at the same time, you still can't cross a certain line. You still got to let certain people be in categories, and you got to stick to those categories. Right? I'm open and cool, calm, and collective. Like, somebody was here a couple weeks ago, and they was with my peoples. And I was like, go to my bathroom, right? Because I hadn't cleaned up the boys' bathroom. I said, go to my bathroom. But I didn't look at my peoples and say nothing. He just let it happen, but then he was upset. Like, you let somebody come in my room, you know, where my peace at? Like, you know what I'm saying? To go to the bathroom,
it is,
he made a big deal. My thing was, you should have said something then, like, no, go straighten up the top bathroom,
like the
and then,
you ain't want to be the bad guy.
Yeah, like, but then you make me, you know what I'm saying? So these things, like, I'm really gauging and, like, putting in order, like, okay, you know what, certain people, they're not entitled to certain pieces of you, because think about it, when somebody really, really going through some shit, or they really, really ain't got their shit in a certain position, like, do you really think that they sincerely cheering for you and very happy for you to see you in a position that they trying to reach, you know what I'm saying, or higher, you know, like, they done seen you come from one spot to another, like, you know, people not genuinely, like, into that. So you got to keep people in categories. Like, that's my thing, right? So along with keeping people in categories, I've been really focused. I've been in a rest mode, focused on, you know, my spiritual growth, right? Because no matter what, like, with the gifts that you have, you still have to stay fine-tuned for yourself, and you still have to make sure that you're okay. You know what I'm saying? You still got to grow for you and do for you. So I got this thing where I take now, like, at least 3 to 4 days out of every month to myself, okay? That's like I may, you know, mess off on social media, but it's like I don't want no phone calls or nothing. If you're not my kids or you're not my partner, like, it's myself. You know what I'm saying? And that time was a little interrupted this week, but, you know, like, every month, this is something I've implemented for myself, like me time. I don't care what I'm doing. I got to have me time. I got to nourish me. I got to, you know, rejuvenate myself because I give so much of me to everybody else, like, you know, 6 days out of the week. You know, one day, you know, it's a spiritual day. If I'm up to it or it's cleaning, you know, whatever the case. But I'm giving so much of me to everybody. And Spirit was just like, okay, where's your time? You got to take time out for you no matter what it is that you're doing. I don't care if you got a house full of kids, a husband, a dog, a cat, whatever. You got to create some type of space for you throughout that month, you know. So I started that last month, and so, you know, I started doing that. And sometimes it can get hectic because people around you may need you. Then I'm realizing you're too needy, right? If I give you every other day to have access to me and I tell you these 3-4 days, right, this is me, this is my kids, this is, you know, my partner, whatever the case may be, and you still need me in that moment, you too needy for me, right? Because you can't even allow me to rejuvenate. So that's what we've been on every month. Take some time out to yourself. For ladies, the best time to do this shut-in, right, whether you're spiritual or not, is when you're going through your monthly cycle because you're cleansing, right? You're cleansing, you're detoxing, you're rejuvenating, you know? Like, you take on everybody weight as the mother, as the – if you don't have children, you got work, you got a mate, you got animals, you know, you got all of these things, and you got to keep things in order. You take on all of this stuff, so, you know – when you're going through your shedding process, just take your me time, right? And reset during that time, whatever it is, 2 days, you know, 4 days, 5 days, whatever, reset. And that's a wonderful thing. And I like that habit that I've created. I've been back in hermit mode like crazy. I had somebody coming over, a chick I know, she was coming over, and then, like, you know, I start seeing some things. The Spirit was talking to me at the top of last week. He was like, okay, you gonna know this by the end of the week. So, okay, cool. But I just, like, stopped having company. You know what I'm saying? Because that's the only person that had been here in the last 3 weeks or whatever anyways. But I just kind of went into hermit mode. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's get it. And when I go into hermit mode, man, I get shit done. Do you understand me? So what I can say is we're almost done with the nonprofit organization structure in Georgia, okay? So I'm extremely happy about that. I stopped talking about that to you guys because I went through something. I paid somebody a lot of money to get something done for me, and they stiffed me. So I kind of put it to the side for about a month. And realize that one of the good things about it is everything I do is via card. You know, I don't pay cash for nothing. So we're going back and forth now because they gave me my money back, but he trying to dispute me, disputing the charges. He ain't never did nothing. And since May, you know, so, like our people, man, that's what happened. So I sat down for a minute, and then guess what? I went to they people, to them people that's going to always get the job done right. And, you know, they gave me a timeline, and they, you know, upholding every part of they end. You know what I'm saying? For me, so that's a good thing. So we right around the corner from having the nonprofit fully organized and getting that stuff done here. Is another step that I'm doing. I am also putting a nonprofit in a different country. So the wheels started turning on that already. I feel as though continent, so we're going to just say Africa. I've talked to y'all a lot about, you know, my plans for, like, next year and the movement that I'll be doing with Africa, so might as well. So very, very soon I will have a nonprofit in Africa before I even touch down. But it's going to make more sense for me to do it this way, and I got an amazing amazing team with me, man. It's crazy, man. They just pushing me through so much. It's crazy, man. It's just, I sit back and be like, oh, my God. But these lessons are lessons that I have to get now that, you know, I'm coming into. Put everybody in a category. Don't mix these lines. You know, yeah, you can have Southern hospitality, but your space is your space. You know, and you need to leave that space as sacred as you possibly can. And that's just, you know, it's kind of uncomfortable for me because I'm from the South, and it's like, hey, come on in. You know, we all sit in the room and put chairs down and, you know, watch TV and talk and drink and whatever the case may be. But, you know, I'm not that same person anymore. And that's what I got to understand. Like, I got to, you know, how the football players do where they got the ball in one hand and they got their hand stretched out, you know, blocking, you know, the person coming. You know, that's the energy that I got to have right now. And it's crazy, but I understand. I understand why I got to be this way now because I'm not, you know what I'm saying? I'm not the same person I used to be. The things that's happening, the things I'm doing is way bigger than I even imagined. So, you know, it's like,
Because like I said, you know, when I shedded some like energies from my space, like I feel more focused. You know what I'm saying? I feel better. You know what I'm saying? I had to set some boundaries on some people's I had dealings with too. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes you got to do that. You know what I'm saying? For your mental space and your, you know,
your clarity,
rejuvenation.
I've been sitting here with my head down, busting my ass. Like, just, okay, I need to do this, boom. Okay, I need to do that, boom. Okay, let's get this done, boom. All right, let's get, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just happening. It's other projects, but, you know, I like to get them started and be, you know, close to the finish line, at the finish line before I talk about them. You know, I already know, you know, me having a nonprofit in Ghana, that's already, you know what I'm saying? So, just, it's just so much that's happening for me, you know, citizenship, you know, over in the continent, like, you know, like, all of these things are rolling at the same time. And so here's why it's so amazing to me, because I was just speaking this here at the top of the year. Not even in January. Like I just started speaking this and manifesting these things into reality in April. I started manifesting these things into reality in April. Like, this is what I want to do, you know, yada, 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 yada. And here we are in July, and the ball is like, shh, shh. You know what I'm saying? So that's the thing. That's I'm a manifesting goddess. That's how this thing works, and that's just why it's so amazing. I just try to stay out of everybody's way. You know what I'm saying? And I tell people all the time, you can't come up against something that Spirit has anointed. You can't come up against Spirit chosen ones, because your life going to be in shambles trying to come against Spirit chosen ones. You know what I'm saying? I don't really bother nobody, for real. You may not like the way I move, but I don't bother nobody, man. I just stay in my own zone. So my week is like, what the fuck? And today I was supposed to go school shoe shopping for the kid. And I was just exhausted. His birthday was yesterday. His birthday was Friday. And then they had a party for 2 days. And so I'm like, all right, I'm done. So we'll go sometime this week, go get some shoes. That's the only thing that he's lacking. But, yeah, it's like, what the fuck? Like, oh, my God, like, this shit is – but this is a good what the fuck. Like, this shit is happening. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's happening, and you're like, oh, man, it's great. It's amazing. Kind of got a better structure on my YouTube channel. Just going with the flow, not really paying attention to what numbers look like, none of that. Yeah. And then the consistency, and it's paying off for me. So, yeah, man, like – shit, I'm like, shit, it's happening. Like, it's really, really happening. So, beautiful thing, beautiful energy. What the fuck? Looking forward to another powerful week, you know, this week, doing what we do. I still have not heard from Smooth.
Damn, wait, wow.
Which is, damn, you know.
Wow, man.
I don't know. You know, hopefully he's okay. I am going to reach out tonight to make sure that he's okay. Hopefully he responds, and hopefully everything is okay. But this is not his first hiatus that he has taken. when he doesn't feel well. So we'll get
like,
into that.
Reach out to him, you know, off the show. Make sure he's good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I know that people's off the show. So, you know, make sure.
Yep. You know, I'm always going off the show.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're going to get into this topic tonight.
Yes. So, yeah, I'm trying to figure out what's this topic all about. So, you know, serve it up.
Oh, yeah, yeah, this is something you can relate to. You know, I said, let me get something that Mo can relate to, because I need to know his answer. So this is going to be a topic you can relate to, okay?
All right.
Tonight's topic, people. Oh, shout out to our top five countries tuning in no particular order. Africa, Australia, Sweden, United Kingdom, and United States. We love you. Supreme gratitude for tuning in. Tell a friend and another friend. Tune in to get into our top five countries on the board, and salute to everybody else around the world that's tuning in to the show.
Sweden,
tonight's topic is
fighting country.
Who should make the first move after a breakup? Now, I only have so many characters to make the shit make sense.
Well, hold on. Now, was you saying who shouldn't or who should? I just wanted
who
to make
should.
Sure.
Who should?
You know,
okay. You and your wife, y'all separate, right?
Okay.
Who should make the first move? Either y'all gonna talk about what happened and get back together or not. Who should make the first move, though?
So it's who should make the first move after a breakup? That's what it is?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. So look.
We are very much aware here. Like, you know, this ain't no toxic shit. You know, people feel like, oh, you know, you break up the makeup, that's toxic. And you have to unlearn to relearn. If you stay in a situation, there's going to be a lot of tension built up, a lot of animosity, a lot of hate, a lot of everything built up in a relationship when you are trying to live to someone else's status. That's toxic. We talk about, and this is led by Mo, breaks are good, okay? Whether you want to call it a split, a breakup, a timeout, whatever. You know what I'm saying? They're good as long as you're not extending them up for, you know, a month, 2 months, and all of that stuff, and you're not doing it every other month, because that means that you're not getting to the root of the issue, right? So, you know, you and your bae, that's your bae, you love them, you know, you need a timeout, you know, y'all break up. You know, like, I can't deal with this. But you know you ain't going nowhere, you know. But I'm not going to go too deep in it because I don't want to get an answer. But who should make the first move to, you know, make the situation right?
Okay, hold on. All right, so for tonight's topic, once again, is who should make the first move after a breakup? Like you said, you know, like, so it don't got to be forever, you know what I'm saying? Ain't got to be never again will I see you, or we never again will I deal with you. So, to answer your first question, I think it should be, you know, it's probably the person who initiates it. You know what I'm saying? That's what I would think. Who should make the first? Because you're initiating the timeout. You know what I'm saying? So, if you're initiating it, you're making the first and second move, maybe. I don't know. You're making the first move to initiate the timeout, then maybe you're making another move to do something else. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, I think the person who initiated is probably going to make the first move. But then, you know, now be careful what you wish for. You know what I'm saying? Because if you initiate it and, you know, you guys have an under or, you know, you and your mate have an understanding of what it is, then if that other person makes a move too, then you got to be able to live with it. You know what I'm saying? You got to be able to understand. You know what I'm saying? So you got to be, if you're going to initiate this, you got to have full clarity of what could happen, because, you know, you're initiating this stoppage or this break or this timeout. And depending on the circumstances, if the other mate, you know, decides to, like, they don't want to come back, or, you know, they do something on the breakup or the timeout, you know, you got to live with that, especially if you initiated it. So, yeah, that's my answer to this question. I don't know if that makes any sense to you.
Yeah, that does. I actually kind of expected a different form of answer from you, but, you know, good. That's good. You're shocking me. Now, some people will say whoever was at fault. Whoever was at fault. Just because someone initiated doesn't mean they were at fault.
Sure. Yeah, you're right.
More than likely, if you initiated it, the other person was at fault.
That's true, too. That's very true. It could have been something that led to this. This is just why the person that's initiating is taking this initiative. You know what I'm saying? Cause and effect.
Exactly. So that's why I was shocked. Like, but then not really, because you're a Leo, so.
Yeah, I'm like,
Okay, so my answer is this. It doesn't matter. There's no should in it. Whoever feels the way, right? Now, keep in mind, if somebody messed up, especially in this day and age, right, you know, these egos are flying high and so on and so forth. So if you messed up, okay, and I said, okay, Mo, well, you know, whatever, we going our separate ways. But you know, like I know, that I'm not going my separate way for real, but I'm taking a break. You know what I'm saying at this point? But you was the one that messed up. If I was sitting around waiting on you to come back and apologize and get it right, I'm not taking into consideration the egos, what you may be feeling mentally because you fumbled, or the mental manipulation that you possibly can be playing, right? That's me. I analyze everything. You know what I'm saying? The good and the bad, right? And so I will put my head down, and this is what I do in just about any separation or breakup that I've ever been through in the last maybe 6 years, any separations or whatever. Now, you know, they have ADHD. I don't have ADHD. I have AD, though, attention deficit. And so because I'm so focused on my business and growing my brand, that anything that takes me too far off of course, that I have to focus, like, too much on that versus my business, that's automatically going to be deemed as a disruption. And it's automatically going to kind of make me feel some type of way and want, it's going to make me want to tap out of it, right? And so people will say, like, dang, you know, Black, you know, you didn't broke up with them, or Black, you know, you in another relationship. Because for one point, you know, I was in a poly, and, you know, it worked for me because I didn't have to give, you know what I'm saying? It just works for me, right? And I wasn't in a poly with, don't worry about it. So I was in a poly and it worked for me. But things like that work for me because I don't have the time and the attention that a normal person has to pour into somebody that they need, right? Somebody that's, you know, that they need this person to help them grow. You know, it's not too many people that I've encountered that could just help me grow in a lot of areas in my life. You know, I mean, only thing you can come along is teach me something spiritually, and that's about it at this point, you know?
Yeah.
And so my business is like, that's another child of mine. And so if I take a break from you, it's more than likely something you did. But I wouldn't necessarily wait for you to come back. I, you know, when I put my head down and focus on my business and, like, handle some business that I should have already handled, then and when I put my head up, I'd be like, oh, man, let me call Mo. You know what I'm saying? What's up, man? You know, like, and Mo's a happily married man, y'all. I'm just using it as an example. So, you know, it's like, you know, let me call him and see what's up, right? Now, when I do reach out, I do expect some type of accountability. So we can't say, like, women lack accountability, because men lack accountability. The whole world, you know, accountability is not something that people are keen on, especially when egos are in play. So I would reach out. I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't have to be like, okay, well, they messed up, so I'm waiting on them. And I hear women say that. You know, I coach women that say that, and I'm like, well, I like them, but I don't want to call them. Like, what are we in, fucking middle school? Like, I don't get this logic, y'all. So this is, like, a question that I had. Even if I initiated the separation, and even if I did not do anything wrong, if I want to reach out because I miss you and it's taking you too long, I'm going to reach out. I know this whole mind game of, nope, let them call first and this, that, other. We're in a time and age that a person can be gone for 3 days and they moved on to somebody else. You know what I'm saying? And that's just reality, as Mo said. You know, when you initiate something, you have to be able to understand that they probably moved on. Now, if somebody I'm dealing with moved on that fast, then I'm probably not going back ever, because now you hot in the pants and you should be working on yourself and healing you, but yet you talking about, yeah, no. So I'm probably not ever going back that way, right? It's too much shit out there. And monkeypox is in Georgia, okay, babe? So, yeah, I'm probably not going that way. But, no, I don't mind. If it's something that I want, I'm going to go after it. So some people call it spoiled. And then I just call it my AD. My AD be acting up, you know, because it's like if I want something. So say we separated, and I initiate the breakup, you initiate whatever, and I come back, and then you still acting funny, or you acting like you ain't did shit wrong, or you acting like anything other than, hey, baby, I miss you, I don't even want it no more.
Okay.
I don't even want it no more.
I'll get that.
Some people call it spoiled. I call it, no, I get what the fuck I want. So if I get what I want in every other area, you know, like
yeah,
this whole love shit, like.
Let's talk about it.
You talking about that? Let's talk about it. Bro, the shit requires too many emotions.
It does.
I'm not a real emotional person when it comes to that, oh my God, you know, day openness and, you know, let me sit up on the, you know, like, but.
Well, being married,
like,
is
it just, huh?
Being married is a war of love.
Yeah, what? Who has time for that?
I'm just saying.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like Mo, okay, and just not even speaking on, like, me, like, my situation or anything like that. But when you are dealing with somebody that's so business-driven, right? So, okay, boom. Let's just take about these movies, right? Because movies are actually real-life depictions, you know what I'm saying,
yeah.
That they done put there. People go crazy because they can relate to them. When you got these movies, so for forever and a day, men always had more than women, right? Forever and a day. So with this push to demasculate our black men, you know, women make more money than men these days, right? They're more opportunities. The jobs are paying the women more, yada, yada.
Yeah.
And some people feel like the tables are supposed to turn, that we're supposed to take care of men. But when you see these movies and these men, they were super busy and they'd be like, you know, the wife is mad because the husband never have time to really sit down or do anything with the kids or X, Y, and Z because he's working hard. He's trying to, you know, he's trying to make partner in the law firm, or he's trying to build his business from the ground up, right? Or he's trying to, you know what I'm saying? He's focused on his business. Yeah, he makes sure that the kids go to sleep, but he's hustling, right? He's doing what he got to do. So just take this day and age where the tables have turned, and it is us that's working that damn hard, right?
Yeah.
Why men can't understand that?
Well, look.
Women used to sit back and not stress her husband or her partner because she knew how hard they were working. So why, when the tables are turned, when it's women that's working hard, that's making things happen, da-da-da, why men can't respect that You know, and be like, let me not stress her out because I know she's, you know what I'm saying?
This Leo season, right? So I'm going to talk from a lion's point of view, right? So you just say.
Here we go.
Savvy gentlemen, here we come. You know what I'm saying? So basically, here's the situation with that, right? So you're saying this whole demasculization and how, like, you know, in this day and age, a lot of times because of the equal rights and equal opportunity for, you know, everybody, man, women, you know, different races or whatever the case may be, that, you know, in a lot of situations, the female can be making more than the man or, you know, have different opportunities more than their partner. But
right,
that lion energy or that, like, that savageness of, or that man energy, right? Like, so even if that's the case, if you got a man that's solid, he's supposed to be able to manage that. Because if you look at lions, if you look at, you know what I'm saying, like, if you look at any, like, Discovery Channel or whatever, History Channel or whatever, and you're just looking at lions in Africa, right? The women is going out getting the food. You know what I'm saying? The lionesses is the ones out there hustling. They getting it. They the ones that's chasing down the damn elk and whatever and different zebras and, you know, food for the lion king. You know what I'm saying? And then they bring it back, and the man manages it. So that's why I get on my pimp stuff so often. Now, a woman ain't gonna give her money or her hard-earned hustle to just anybody. You gotta be on point to be able to manage that. So I just think, you know, if you're going to be hustling, you got to make sure that the man you coming home to can manage that situation, can manage the money, can manage your energy, can manage the time to make y'all prosper. So,
well,
you know, that's
what hold on.
About that.
Wait. Hold on. So I'm speaking in an emotional sense because, Mo,
what's
ain't
up?
No way in hell – even with what I'm doing right now, I don't know. I can't – all right, let me say this the right way. I can't say what I will never do,
mm-hmm.
but just imagining me making the money and me having a stay-at-home husband, I can't imagine that. So
well, that's what I said.
I don't give
point,
a
though.
Fuck. I can't imagine.
Sorry. You got to be
on point, though.
You know what I'm saying?
Lost me there.
He got to be a coach. He got to be a manager. He got to be, you know what I'm saying? But anyway.
I don't know about all that. So I manage my own, you know, very well, right? So it's kind of like sometimes maybe you can feel like, dang, you don't even respect what I'm doing. Maybe because this is not my situation right now. You know what I'm saying? But I have been in this situation where, you know, it's like, damn, you don't even respect what I'm doing. Maybe because I have more opportunities than you. Maybe because it's things that you want to do that I'm doing, and you can't get there. It just seems like, you know what I'm saying? Because there could be rivalry in relationships as well. And people like, you know, what you're doing
leader.
And this, that, other. Me having a partner
leader.
That's staying at
only
home.
Can be one leader.
Like, well, okay, it can only be one leader. So, obviously, if I'm doing, I mean, come on, man. And not really, because no matter what I'm doing and no matter what I'm accomplishing, I'm never going to demasculate my partner. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, it can't be no super, like, you got to respect my hustle. Like, I'm respecting you, I'm respecting the house, but you got to respect my hustle. So it's like, don't you think you should not stress a mug out? Like how men be like, dang, man, you I'm out here hustling, grinding all day, and you would think that you would not want to stress me out. That's the same way that women feel, you know, in this day and age when they out here and they making things happen and they making moves and, you know, doing all of these things, you know. Now, when I sit back and look at my life, yo, you know, the things that I'm doing right now, you know, that's absolutely blowing my mind. But I'm 40. You know what I'm saying? I'm 40.
Yeah.
And with me being 40, it's like, you know, not saying, not being ungrateful, not saying about time, but it's like I done accomplished a lot. And with all the things that I have accomplished to finally get to where I am right now, it's like, man, I'm thankful. You know, I'm grateful for this. But for me to be doing, you know, man, like, things just fall in your lap when you get in certain situations. Just say that, you know. And so, you know, you kind of got to go with it. But any distractions have to be eliminated. That's why you know, you become one with your kids. You know, I ain't going to, some days I be in here and I'm going to see my kids in the morning and then I'm going to see my kids, you know, when he come home from school for a brief second, and then I see him at night once I, you know, shut down the whole working thing. Sometimes I go hard like that, right? Because I wasn't able to when my kids was, like, smaller. You know, you had to give all this attention. So now that I can, I go hard, but this is why I sit some time out for my kids every single month to do something with them. You know,
yeah,
bring a friend along, whatever the case may be. But I do something with them to show them, like, okay, you know, I'm working hard, but, you know, there's rewards behind it, right? Some people, oh, no, I got to be able to do this with my kids every single day. Yeah, have three of them motherfuckers and then come back and tell me how you feel about that shit. But they get it. You know what I'm saying? Your children get whatever you teach them. You know what I'm saying? So they get it. So when you doing something and your children are aligned, but then, boom, you know, the person that you with is not aligned, or they bring in drama, or they're not making it easy. You know what I'm saying? They making things difficult. Then that shit kind of make you say, like, man, why even do this relationship shit? Now, I have completely put my head down before and said, fuck a relationship. When I was going through my celibacy for 14 months, I put my head down. Right, we was doing the radio show. I think we had just started back up with the radio show or whatever.
Yeah.
And I put my head down. I wasn't worried about sex. I was just focused. I was driving. You know, I was doing what I was doing. I bought a house. In that time, you know, I had bought a house, started my spiritual journey, you know, on E5, focused, aligned, you know, went through my initiation. I did a whole bunch of shit. You know what I'm saying? Within that time, not shit, but a whole bunch of stuff within that time, right? And so I found it, you know, powerful. Now, when I got to the other side of it, I was like, all right, now I felt like, okay, well, I've been sitting down for all of this time. I want a relationship now. And it wasn't there to meet me. You know what I'm saying? So we got to be mindful that the things that we do are for us. So when we take this time out to say, okay, well, I don't want a relationship right now, I'm just going to focus strictly on business, you know, the world isn't stopping because you are not dealing with the relationship. But just imagine how that feels when you become accomplished and you create all of these things for yourself, and yet you still don't have a relationship. Then that makes you feel like, dang, why everybody got a relationship and I've accomplished all of these great things and I don't have a relationship, right? But we forget that we accomplish those things for ourselves. So I learned that I don't have to not be in a relationship to put my head down, but I do know that I have to be aligned with the right person, right, that can understand when I got to put my head down and I can understand when he got to put his head down, right? So
yeah.
Like truck drivers, women, I always think I'm cheating because I'm on the road, da-da-da. You know, that, you know, it's not that. And I'm also learning that when you your partner friend, you can be their friend to a certain extent. When you give this fool too much leeway, it's kind of like they don't really get it. You know, and a long time ago, my oldest son, Dad, he said, if you want a man to respect you, don't give him a threesome. He always told me that. And I said, well, why you say that? He said, because, you know, when you was acting crazy and busting my windows out and stuff like that, he said, you got anything that you fucking wanted, because I know it was what it was, and I know you wouldn't let me motherfucking do nothing extra. But when you started laxing on me, then I'm like, okay, I got the rage and, you know, the dog on the loose. Right.
Mm.
You know. So, needless to say, that I made up my mind, too, that I'm not doing, you know what I'm saying, I can't do, not here in America, I can't, you know, Africa, I don't know. But I can't do the poly shit no more.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And if it's poly, it's going to be me with two husbands, but it won't be him with two wives.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a god. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like I'm not putting somebody above me that ain't even, you know, filling my shoes. So none of the poly things can play out because, you know, men just really like to be on a leash. That's why they compare to dogs, you know. So, you know, they want to be on the leash. They don't want that type of freedom.
Mm, okay.
They want it, but they really don't want it in real life. So I'm done with the whole, you know, like, you know, I was already saying, like, you know, when this relationship right here started, you know, I'm like, yeah, no. But no more triad, no nothing. And I was doing that because I was in the middle of my business, and that made sense for me because you ain't got to bother me like that. You know what I'm saying? But you're going to get bothered regardless, so fuck it.
That's deep. You know what I'm saying? So once again, tonight's topic, who should make the first move after a breakup? Yeah, so, you know, that is, you know, I think we kind of summed it up, but no, I'm going to say this too. Like, I want my cake and eat it too. I'm just going to say,
Yeah,
I want my cake and eat it too. Yeah, so, and that's the thing too. You know, I just think you got to understand what you are. And then once you really figure out what you are, once you get knowledge of yourself and you know yourself, then you got to just, you know, you got to feed it, I guess, in a way. You know what I'm saying? So, and that's where the happiness comes from. You know, you're feeding your desires. You know what I'm saying? And that's that. So, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm not afraid to make the first move, whether I initiated the separation or not. I'm not afraid to, hey, big head. But if your ass ignore me, your ass act like you still mad. Moving on. I don't even like. That's where the Aquarius come in at, where people call us emotionally detached beings.
I want to hear this Aquarius point of view because y'all some deep.
Yeah, that's where it comes in at. So people feel like we're emotionally detached because we know what we want. So I can be head over freaking heels in love with you. Once I start backpedaling on you and things don't change and things don't change and nothing, like I keep backpedaling, like you don't fix the situation to where I can stop, you know, backpedaling. And we got to do the breakup to make up. Once I start backpedaling, that shit is like official for me. I've started removing my energy, right? Now, when I completely remove my energy, I can be head over heels in love with you. But once I feel like enough is enough, I just go my way.
Never look back, huh?
What am I looking back for? How the hell are you going to grow looking back?
Yeah, no, you're right. So
it's kind of like, yeah, you know, people think like, oh, you was playing and this and no, I wasn't playing. But you was, and since you was, I let you play by yourself. You know, I can be head over heels with you and then, you know, be like, you know, trying to fix a situation or trying to see what's up, and then you dragging your feet like you got all the time in the world. When you come back, my attitude is completely different towards you, and I'm cold, and more than likely, I don't warm back up.
I can see that.
That's just me. So
yeah,
they call us emotionally detached and evil because we don't like to play games.
Yeah, I can see that.
And I don't feel like that's either one. Lift up. I don't feel like that's either one. What I feel like is you need to know not to play with an Aquarius. Like, just because I care for you here, just because I care for you or because I love you, don't mean that I got to play games with you. That ain't what that means. And when something no longer serves my higher good, then I'm moving around. I'm gonna tell you something. I did this thing. What was I doing? I was doing something. I don't know what I was doing, but I was doing something, anyways. And so me and my ex are cool. You know, the one I was with for 2 years. We decent or whatever. And so I asked him to do something. Oh, man, I asked him to do something. And when I asked him, he was like, blah, 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 whatever, right? He said what he said. And when he said what he said, it just completely, like, just completely turned me off. And then I started thinking, like, what the fuck did I even... What did I even see in him?
Damn, this nigga's all the way down to that. Wow.
Like, it made me go there. Like, and I never, ever, 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 ever felt that way about him. Never, right? But he made me go there. And I was like, and I said something along the lines of, like, dude, what the fuck? You know, like, that's my word. And he just kind of, like, did the shrugging emoji. And I'm like, I don't want to make him feel bad, but now I'm like, dude, why? But certain things, certain things we don't see about a person because we be, like, head over heels in love with a situation. And then when we remove ourselves from that situation and take a little pause and then come back, any little thing about it, you be like, damn, I missed that. And then for me, it's like I realize why the hell this shit ain't work. Because I was so in love, right, because we don't really fall in love easy. You know what I'm saying? I could count on one hand how many people that I fell in love with, and I'm 40. So we don't fall, we like you, you know, but we don't fall in love easy. So when you're in love with somebody, we wide open. We all in, you know, we don't see shit. You could have went and slapped the old lady, and we would have been like, shwit, you know? We only see the good. So that shit hit me this week. That happened too. I was like, what the fuck did I see in this man? Like this is a major red flag right here. Like, this is a major no-go for me. And yet, you know, I'm staring at it. So, yeah, we I can be, you know, Mo, you know, babe, you know, da-da-da, we move past that, you know, what we going to do? And then you can tell me, I don't know, and we'll talk later, and you dragging your feet. And then all of a sudden, like, I go from calling and texting you every single day to just never hitting your phone. You won't hear from me for, like, a month or two. And you're like, you be like, well, damn. And then when I hit you back, then you're going to be like, well, hey, stranger. Yeah, hey, how you doing? But then at this end, you know, it's nothing because I done took that time to get over your ass, you know. I don't know.
And that's something that myself, like, I've really – This year, like, has really, like, taught me some things. You know what I'm saying? Because, really, like I said, once again, I'm talking a lot of Leo stuff because it's Leo season. So a lot of, you know, I try not to be too emotional. But sometimes, you know, it bubbles up, especially in the season, right? So I'm just thinking, as you said that sparked me. You know, how you said, like, your ex did something that kind of made you like, damn, what did I even see or like in you in the first place, right?
Yeah.
So, that's kind of how I feel, too, you know, this year with certain relationships, man, because, you know, like I said, Leo, I'm a natural, you know, I'm naturally confident, I'm naturally loyal, you know what I'm saying? I'm a natural leader, but my loyalty, it really got tested this year, you know what I'm saying, in a few relationships. And now when I just, you know, cut it off and like really did it a certain way, like, man, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know. Just I feel you on that. You know what I'm saying? So it makes you think, like, damn, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you just see somebody's true colors and shit. You know what I'm saying? So I can totally understand that. So, yeah, so, I mean, so that's it. You know what I'm saying? So did you want to put a bow on this topic or you know, a period at the end?
Don't be scared to make the first move. It doesn't matter who fucked up. Right? Speak your mind. Don't hold shit in. Go after what you want. But if it doesn't want you, fuck it. Go ahead.
So, with that being the case, you know what I'm saying? So, this is my favorite part of the show. This is the world famous Chop Up. So, you know, to any new listeners, anybody out there, if you're just getting hit to the show, this is the part of the show where I get a chance to just talk my shit on certain things that I just thought was interesting throughout the week, bring it to the world famous Chop Up and talk about it. You know what I'm saying? So let me see what Black, you know what I'm saying, what she's been, you know, vibing to. Hopefully she's been vibing to something. You know what I'm saying? So before I get into the world famous Chop Up, let me ask you, Black, was there anything in the news or whatever? I know you're a busy person these days, but was there anything that caught your eye to, was like, you know what, let me bring that to a world famous Chop Up?
Man. I have not been on my social media page with the gossip.
I really haven't.
I haven't been on my social media page with the gossip.
Okay. Wow.
And I'm going to tell you about this weird dream, though.
Okay. There we go. Let's chop it up about that.
I had this weird dream that I was somewhere and, like, I was around my family or something like that. And then I seen this big old light blue thing in the sky. You know how, okay, you from Cleveland. You know how they got them water towers in the sky and they'll have, like, the town name on the water tower?
Oh, yeah.
If you know it's a water tower, that big.
Yeah.
Huh?
It was old school, though. I knew what you're talking about.
Yeah,
like,
old school.
Kind of
like,
those, they don't see them no more.
Yeah,
like,
because, you know, they done changed the water to underground, but a lot
yeah,
of people don't know that there was
that.
Water towers. It stand way high in the air, and it got the little round bowl on it, right? And
yeah,
so
wow.
It was like in the dream I seen the water tower, but then I seen it moving. And I said, something is not right. You know, this water tower is moving. And it was like, no, it's good. And I collected my kids, and we moved away. I think we went to, like, Africa or something like that. I said, something's not right. And then the water tower ended up being a missile, and it hit the U.S. And it didn't do as much damage as they wanted it to do, and my people were still okay. They was like, we sick, you know, but they was okay. And so it was just, it was trippy, and I said, at least let me, you know, I wanted to tell more about that dream because I don't know what, you know, I don't know what's popping, but I know that I'm continuously being aligned with what it is that I'm being aligned with what it is that I need to.
So there was a water tower and then it turned into a missile.
Yeah.
Is that the gist of it? So that's the gist of it. It was a water tower, but then it turned into a
mm-hmm.
missile. You know what? Like I said, I'm just telling you my intuition or whatever, and the first thing that just popped into my mind. So I don't know about the missile aspect. You know what I'm saying? I can't really formulate where that's coming from, but I don't know. For some reason, it just popped in. So water tower. I know Smooth is a water sign. So, you know, it's just telling me to check on your people. You know what I'm saying? That's the gist that I get from it.
You know what I mean?
Mm. But the people that was, I don't know, the people that was in it was already, is already crossed over, so.
Mm. But that's what I'm saying, check on your people. Make sure, you know what I'm saying? Make sure that things is right, you know what I'm saying? That's the thing that's getting me, water tower, and I'm just seeing, you know, like, because I'm big on signs now. Like I said, ever since, you know, we started talking about it on the show, you know, when we get into our spiritual aspect, you know, I'm really following the astrology timeline as far as, you know, every starting with the new year for me. You know what I'm saying? And so now each season or each, you know, each sign season, you know, I feel it. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I felt the energy shift from Cancer to Leo. Like, I feel it. You know what I'm saying? I feel more, you know, aligned with my Leo self. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, this year, too, I've really understood air signs, fire signs, water signs, earth signs. So now when I'm talking to people and I know they sign, you know what I'm saying, like I'm really getting some just in-depth, intuitional type of feelings, and, you know what I'm saying, and things that I need to. So, you know, I say all that to say this, you know what I'm saying, that's just what I got from the dream, from what you just told me, you know what I'm saying. Of course, it's your dream, but from just you telling me, and then with our conversation, especially over this last month or so, and I know, you know, Smooth is a guy that always, calls in and checks in with the show or whatever, and just to see him not there and then you haven't talked to him, and the fact that, you know, he's a water sign, and all of a sudden you saw this water thing that, you know what I'm saying, that I haven't even, when you brought it to my attention, it kind of just popped into my head because I haven't seen that since the 80s, and like I did, and when I did see it, it was like in Ohio, Cleveland, you know, where I'm originally from. So, you know, so that's that, but dreams are definitely interesting, especially when you remember them, because I know for a fact, lately I haven't been remembering my dreams, but I know, like, when I was smoking weed and then when I first stopped smoking weed or whatever, and not saying that I'll never smoke again, but, I just take my breaks or whatever, and right now I'm just on a detox from weed and drinking and all that type of stuff, but I'm going to go to Cleveland, so I'm going to know I'm going to turn up, so I'm just kind of, like, bracing myself for that. But anyway, I say that to say this, I remember when I get stopped recently, and then I started just seeing all my dreams vividly. Now they kind of faded away or whatever, but I think it is something to it. You know, when you see your dreams, there's some type of meaning to it. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of times it's hard to kind of grasp it unless you maybe talk to somebody. You know what I'm saying? So it's interesting that you brought it to me. Because, you know, that's some, because a lot of times dreams, remember, when you wake up, they just kind of, like, it's like that Men in Black movie where they're like where they had the little thing that just erases your memory or whatever, and that's what a lot of times happens. Because I think it seems like you dream every night, but it's like you remember them. You know what I'm saying? And that's the, you know, that's what's interesting from what I get from what you just told me, because you actually remember this dream and you felt it to talk about it. So yeah, so that's that. So, you know, so I guess without further ado, I'll get into the few topics that I have in for tonight. So, let me see. First thing that I'm going to get into a little bit of entertainment. My Cleveland thing, you know what I'm saying? I know I'm talking a lot about Cleveland tonight on the show because I'm excited, man. I can't wait to just go back and just chill out with my people. And I'm just trying to set forth the things that I'm going to do when I'm out there. But just certain things I'm going to do just for entertainment and stuff like that. But one thing that just caught my attention is this new movie called Nope that I want to check out. I'm going to probably see it in Cleveland because I haven't been to the movies since the whole pandemic. So I'm like, you know what? If I get a chance when I go back to Cleveland, me and my wife will probably, you know, go to the movies one night when I'm out there, you know, as something to do. So Nope is a new movie by Jordan Peele. People might remember him from, he had the comedy show, Kay and Pell, on Comedy Central. That, like, kind of came into prominence after the Dave Chappelle show, kind of like, you know, when that went off, and then this kind of replaced it. And what's just interesting about Jordan Peele, like, he's become a really good director. You know, he directed, yeah, I should have took my notes because now I'm just remembering Notes, but I'm not remembering the other two movies that were very good psychological thrillers
But if you know, Google Jordan Peele or whatever, and then you'll see the movies that I'm talking about or whatever. But I'm just excited to see this movie, Nope. You know what I'm saying? Like, especially, like I said, I haven't been to the movies in a while. So hopefully it lives up to the expectations. But I'm just a big-time fan of this dude because, I don't – nowadays, the way everything is streamed or whatever, it's really got to be something that's going to get me to the movie theater now. You know what I'm saying? And I've always just followed directors more than just an actor because he's in it or she in it or whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's got to be a director that really gets me into to pay my money to go and see it on a big screen. So I'm eager to see Nope. And then I want to see Keke Palmer. I want to see, like, I'm looking to see if this is going to be her breakout role. You know what I'm saying? Because I always saw that she had potential to be I don't know if she got that leading lady aspect, but maybe so. I think she did. And then, you know, I would see it, and then she started giving me, like, I don't know, young Whitney Houston vibes, and she just throws it off, like, too much, like, sassiness or whatever. I don't know. But I hopefully in this movie, you know what I'm saying, Jordan Peele can reel it in, and maybe she'll come with that breakthrough performance. So I'm eager to see how that, you know, it seems like some psychological-type thriller. And what's interesting, like I said, once again, he uses the comedy. So, you know, a lot of comedians eat because they talk about certain things and make funny of you know, sometimes not funny situations, but they'll spin it to make it funny. You know what I'm saying? Some people say that, you know, you keep from laughing, you laugh to keep from crying, you know. So I just think he's got a different aspect. So I'm looking forward to seeing that. Also, I haven't seen the new trailer, but Black Panther 2 is going to be, I guess, hitting the theaters pretty soon. So that'll be interesting. And that's another black director, man. Shout out to the new black directors that's coming through now. You know what I'm saying? I believe this guy's name is Ryan Coogler. You know, he directed the first Black Panther. Rest in peace to Chadwick Boseman. You know, we lost him to cancer about a year ago or whatever. But now, you know, Black Panther 2 is coming out. And I'm eager to see, once again, it's a lot of new young black talent in Hollywood, man. New directors, new actors, new actresses. I'm a big fan of, I think her name is Latoya or I'm probably messing her first name up. Latoya or I can't even pronounce it, but it's something Latoya Wright. But she plays Shuri. And she was Black Panther's sister in the first Black Panther movie. I believe she's from, like, Guyanese. She's been a lot of different things that I dug, you know what I'm saying? So I'm eager to see her. I think she's going to become Black Panther, you know what I'm saying? I don't follow the comic books like that. But I think she's going to become, like, the female version of Black Panther in this new one. So I'm looking forward to seeing that, you know what I'm saying? So I want to see what that's all about. I'm not the biggest superhero, although, you know, some people have been putting me on to certain things. And I'm starting to get down with some of the new kind of superhero stuff that I've been seeing because it's a little different. I'm gonna talk about another show that I've been watching lately. And like I said, I'm real picky with my shows. You know what I'm saying? I'm not just no TV guy who's gonna come home and turn on the TV and just watch it just for the sake of watching it, and the TV ends up just watching you. I don't do that. You know, after I handle my business and I just want to relax, then I might catch a show, whatever the case may be. But Black Panther 2. You know, I definitely dug the first one. So, you know, I just like to see Africa. You know what I'm saying? Anytime I can see anything dealing with Africa, I'm all in. I'm fascinated by Africa, man. I love Africa. I love watching documentaries, movies, anything about Africa, animals, nature, anything. I'm all in. So Black Panther, that should be dope. And I do dig how they got another younger actress that I'm a big fan of, Michaela Coel. She was from the show I May Destroy You on HBO. I remember I put Smooth on, and Smooth was a little turned off by it. She was excellent in that, by the way. But, yeah, so she's going to be in Black Panther 2, man, so I'm interested to see her. And she's got the little low cut. And I love how, like, a lot of the women in the Black Panther movie, right, all the black women, a lot of them got the real low cut, like the real, like, buzz cut, you know what I'm saying, like the onyx-looking you know, no hair, like just low cut. You know what I'm saying? That's real lioness. You know what I'm saying? That's real, like, you know, I told you it's Leo season. So you're hearing a lot of Leo talk, and you're hearing a lot of Cleveland talk. You know what I'm saying? That's me right now. But anyway, like I was saying, you know, the lions, they had their manes. You know what I'm saying? The males, the females, they're sleek. You know what I'm saying? So it's like the difference. You know what I'm saying? Like now in our culture, of course, you know, women always got the hair, and the men, if anything, got the low cuts. But I like how they're switching it up, and that's real, like, African. You know what I'm saying? So I'm all in, man. Black Panther 2 should be dope. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's that. Let me see here. What else we got in the news, man? All right, so since I'm on that, I'm going to get into another quick review, keeping it on the whole Marvel, because, like I said, I got put on. But so one kind of show I got a chance to check out. It's called Moon Knight. Moon Knight, and it's like a Marvel joint. It's a TV series or whatever. But this one's ill, too, because it takes place in Egypt. You know what I'm saying? So I'm all about Kemet. Only part I don't like, you know what I'm saying, it's got, like, you know, it's not as black as it should be, but, you know, it's still got some jewels in it or whatever. That should be pissing me off. But anyway, Moon Knight, pretty good. Got a chance to zone out on that because not to give it away. But it's kind of loosely based on Thoth. And big shout out to Thoth. Thoth is my mentor. But it's not quite Thoth, but it's, you know, you see he was the inspiration. But basically, it deals with this dude who's got multiple kind of personalities or whatever, and it's kind of controlled by Thoth because Thoth, he's like an avatar for Thoth. So you see it. And what's interesting, too, you know, of course, we got a lot of things dealing with mental health being in, like, the forefront. What's interesting about this Moon Knight situation is, like, it's like in this, because it's only been one season or whatever, but in this first season, he's dealing with, like, two personalities, and, like, the personalities don't really have to deal with each other until something happens, and they start to notice each other. So it's like one is, like, the regular personality, and then one is, like, a good guy. You know what I'm saying? He's always just kind of good, putting on his good face, and, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the world, that's the way he want to kind of showcase himself to the world. But he's still regular. He's got, like, a darker side, too, but, you know, he likes to cater to this side because that's what's more acceptable. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of deep. But like I said, I don't want to give the whole thing away, but if you do check it out, it's interesting. And then at the end, you see some things that happened to him that made him traumatized or whatever, and he kept that, like, deep in his subconscious, and that was, like, the killer, you know what I'm saying, or whatever, you know what I'm saying, the real ruthless part, you know what I'm saying, because this person that he kept in his subconscious was, like, his darker side, you know what I'm saying, and this part doesn't come out to the end. So it's just interesting. And, you know, just how, like, mental health, and people will be bipolar and stuff like that. So you see little bits and innuendos of this in real society, and you just wonder, like, wow, like, you know, the more and more you study it, and then you see people that might maybe, you know, been, you know, have those type of characteristics, you wonder, you know what I'm saying? Then you see it on film and things of that nature, just kind of opens your eyes. But anyway, definitely dope, you know what I'm saying? Thumbs up. Like I said, it could have been a little bit more black, but you know how Hollywood be. But it's still some jewels in there. So Moon Knight, like I said, I'm rocking with those two characters from Marvel, basically Black Panther and Moon Knight. Why? Because they're both African. You know what I'm saying? Miss me with all the other ones. You know, I'll let somebody else tell me about, because I don't really get into the comic book stuff, but I'll talk it. You know what I'm saying? If somebody, I just love people's passion. You know what I'm saying? So if somebody's passionate about something and they want to tell me about it, I'll listen. You know what I'm saying? Because it's just interesting to me. And then I don't even got to watch it because, you know, you didn't tell me all about it. So a lot of those other Marvel characters, especially the Ofei Marvel characters, you know, I just, you know, if you want to, we're having a conversation, you want to talk about it, by all means. But, you know, the two characters that I really like are of African descent as far as Marvel. So that's that. Now, the other show, while I'm on this whole superhero kind of kick, once again, this is the world-famous Chop Up. Another show that I got put on to that's pretty good is called The Boys. And I'm going to tell you why. This shit is dope. So this is The Boys is on Amazon Prime. And this shit is some superhero shit, too. And it's on some DC comics, but it's real. And I'm going to tell you why I like it. Because it's raw and uncut, and it's some real shit. It's like Superman and Wonder Woman and Aquaman, all my favorite characters from, like, DC. Because I told you, you know, when I was a kid, I wasn't a Marvel person. I was more of a DC, you know what I'm saying? That's what I kind of gravitated to. But what's interesting about this, period. So all these superhero, quote-unquote superheroes, you know, they're in this whole time period, like, they're in the now. You know what I'm saying? So it's social media, it's movies, it's political. So they got this one character, his name is Highlander, and he's like a Superman character. But, you know what I'm saying, he's got some shit going on where it's, like, not all what it's cracked up to be. But the way the media portrays him, he's, like, the best thing since sliced bread. You know what I'm saying? He can do no wrong to the public. But you see, he got some shit he dealing with. You know what I'm saying? So that's interesting. Let's see. They got another character called Translucent who can, like, be invisible and some shit happen and, you know, he kind of, you know, I ain't going to give it away. But it's interesting. It's just good. And then you got this one female. Her name is Starlight, right? And she, you know, grew up watching all these superheroes. And, like, basically it's called the Seven or whatever. So you got this superhero and it's ran by this corporation that puts them in, like, movies and all types of shit, you know, whatever. But basically there's one girl. You know, she grew up, she got some superhero qualities too. So she grew up idolizing these, like, heroes. And so she gets selected to pick to become the Seven. Because, like I said, we got a bunch of superheroes, but the Seven is the main characters. And those are the ones that get the most, that get the most notoriety. They get all the, you know, all the hype or whatever. So anyway, once she gets there, she starts to see, like, this shit ain't what it's all cracked up to be. Like, the first moments, the first day she there, she, like, you know, tell one of the Aquaman characters how, oh, you know, growing up, like, I had a picture of you on my wall, like, you know what I'm saying, I had a poster of you, like, or whatever, I had such a crush on you. Next thing you know, he just got his dick out, like, but, yeah, like, on some shit, like, on some sexual harassment. I'm not making fun of it, but, and then she, like, what? And he, like, yeah, you know what I'm saying, so if you're trying to be down with the Seven, you gotta, you know, it's like a rite of passage or whatever. So that kind of realness is what kind of, like, you know, got me watching the show. And it kind of just humanizes everything. Cause, you know, I'm a big Cosby Show fan. The Cosby Show is my show and it will always be my show. And I see how, like, the media, you know, what they did to my guy, Bill Cosby, right? Even though he probably did some shit, well, it seemed like he did some shit, you know what I'm saying? But it's just the way they set it up for him to, like, trying to take the fall, even though, you know, he put himself in that predicament. So I guess the moral of the story is, you know, as a kid, I was watching the Cosby Show. I say this all the time, like, you know, if I do have kids, I want to be just like Cliff Huxtable. You know what I'm saying? But Cliff Huxtable or Bill Cosby, you know what I'm saying, had his little joint, you know what I'm saying, putting the joint in the drinks and, you know, doing what he do. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you can't put these people on a pedestal, man. They're people just like you and me, you know what I'm saying? I guess that's the moral of the story. So that's why I like the show, man. So anyway, it's called The Boys. It's on Amazon Prime. It's got three seasons, so right now I'm in the first season. But it's pretty good, you know what I'm saying? So that's that. Let's see how much time we got left. So a little bit of time in the world-famous chopper. Let me see what else we got. So I'm going to get into the sports report, you know what I'm saying? So I touched on those couple movie reviews or TV reviews, or not movie reviews, movies I kind of anticipate and kind of want to see, and then the one TV show review. So now getting into the sports report. So one thing is kind of interesting. A couple things is interesting. First thing is interesting, you know, is this whole college thing, how I switched up, man. Big shout out to my nephew. Can't wait to go back to Cleveland and see my nephew off, you know what I'm saying, about to go to Akron University. So proud to see that happen. You know what I'm saying? That's dope as it goes into his manhood. But anyway, speaking of college and university, now sports, so specifically basketball and football, for the first time this year, they have what's called the NIL. And this part I'm very happy about, you know what I'm saying, because they have been, these colleges, these big-time universities have been eaten off of athletes, but more importantly, you know what I'm saying, especially football and basketball, it's majority black athletes for free for the longest time. Yeah, they're saying, okay, you know, we're giving you a full scholarship to go to this university or whatever the case may be. Meanwhile, they're selling the jerseys and making millions and millions of dollars. And, you know, if a kid got caught boosting, meaning like taking money from a booster or whatever, or alumnus to go to the school or whatever, because he basically got $5 in his pocket and he want to get dollars in his pocket, he want to go to the movies or something because he's broke because he's a college student and he ain't got no job because he's, you know, just in school. You know what I'm saying? He take $1,000 from his booster, and then they find out about it. All of a sudden, he's suspended or whatever the case may be. So now that's been changed. So now the NIL, once again, stands for name, image, and likeness. So now that same athlete, you know, he'll get a percentage of the jersey sales for his jersey. Or he can, you know, have his social media, and if it's making money, he can keep that money. You know what I'm saying? So he can market himself a certain way and make money. And now these certain schools, they can bid to have this kid come to this school. So now it's just, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how that goes. But, you know, for the longest time, they just wasn't getting anything. So now, you know, you think about all the big-time college programs that got suspended or whatever the case may be, that if they had this back when they was playing, they would have probably made just as much money as they did in the NBA in college. You know what I'm saying? Some of them who fizzled out in the NBA probably would have made more in college because they were more of a college star than they were an NBA or NFL star. So I just think that's dope. So that's something that I'm going to definitely be keeping my eye on as we go into the fall season. You know, so I start to think of, like, some of my favorite college teams, like the Fab Five, you know, from Michigan back in the 90s with, you know, Chris Webber and Jalen Rose, Juwan Howard and Ray Jackson, you know what I'm saying? And what was the other kid's, the other dude's name? Jimmy King. You know, they had the long Michigan jerseys, you know what I'm saying? They had the ball heads, they had the baggy jerseys, they had the Hirachis on. It was just a vibe, you know what I'm saying? Then shit came out, shit hit the fan, and then they when they went to the Final Four, they took it away or whatever, took out the, like, you know, Final Four banner, and they couldn't, you know, they had to take all their jerseys out of the stadium. Some bullshit, you know what I'm saying? Or UNLV back in the day, the Running Rebels, you know what I'm saying, when they had Larry Johnson and Stacey Augmon and Greg Anthony. So just these or even, you know, not just to be on some black shit, Tim Tebow, you know what I'm saying, who was a big-time college guy, you know what I'm saying? So you just now, you know, these kids can, you know, make money off their name, image, and likeness. So I think that's going to be interesting story to follow. Another thing that's very interesting, once again, this is the world-famous Chop Up Sports Report. Another thing that's taking root is this whole live golf. This is a big thing, man. So golf, you know what I'm saying? Most people, especially, you know, people of my ilk, you know what I'm saying, black people, you know, as far as golf, the only person we ever kind of sort of cared about or watched was Tiger Woods, right? And Tiger Woods would play for the PGA. And the PGA is just an organization to organize golf tournaments in the U.S. for the most part, you know what I'm saying, or maybe some in Europe as well. But, you know, PGA, like the Masters tournament that's in Augusta, Georgia, for example, and the other tournaments or whatever. So for the longest time, they had this stronghold on golf. You know what I'm saying? And golf has always been kind of like, for me. You know what I'm saying? I'm a tennis guy. You know what I'm saying? So that's the country club sport I play, tennis. But, you know, golf has been popular, especially with Tiger Woods. You know what I'm saying? You know, he kind of fell off now. But, you know, back in his heyday, Tiger Woods was like the Michael Jordan of golf. But anyway, now Saudi Arabia is on the scene. You know, that's Saudi Arabia is that oil money. You know what I'm saying? So now they got this thing called Live Golf, where they're paying these golfers a big time money to come to Europe and come to Saudi Arabia and play in their tournaments. And now they just like switching the whole game up. So now the PGA is pissed off because now this new league, golf league, then kind of took over. And big shout out to Charles Barkley. You know, of course, he's a big time commentator, former NBA player, Hall of Famer, or whatever. But he got some notoriety because Charles Barkley, you know, I guess he got a love for golf. But he was commentating for, you know, they got this thing where some of the NFL players play in this golf tournament. Usually it's like quarterbacks. I think Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers played Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes, you know what I'm saying? And they play golf. And Charles Barkley did the commentating. But he was so good at it, you know what I'm saying? I didn't check it out, but supposedly he was really good, you know what I'm saying? It was really interesting. So now the Liv, Saudi Arabian, golf league or whatever, they want to get Charles Barkley as a commentator for their league. So you just see how this is changing the course of things. So just let you know that, you know, it's a new era, man. So, like, things are switching up. So just when you thought – so now you can never be too cocky. You know what I'm saying? You always got to be evolving because some next person or next conglomerate or whatever in your industry can come in and just do it better, do it cooler, do it slicker, and next thing you know, it's a switch up. So, you know, I just thought that was interesting. So that's pretty much it. So, you know, I didn't talk my ish long enough. So, of course, if you missed the show, definitely check out the retweet. I think Black already tweeted it out there, so I'm going to retweet it out there for the people. As always, tell a friend to tell a friend to log on to listen. You know, we do this every Sunday night, 9 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. Eastern time. Me and Black chopping it up, you know, real talk, talking real shit, as only we can do. Also, on IG, man, if you get a chance, if you want to put a face. If you want to put a face with the voice, Mo Binns, MOBINNS, just keep it respectful. And as always, follow the Twitter page, man. I keep it thorough in there. And that's Real Talk, and Talk is spelled TAWK. You know, we put that country twang on it. And, you know, once I get out to Cleveland and I get a chance to chill, I'm definitely going to be coming with my top 10 adult starlets in the game. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's that time. But I really want to make sure the list is right. So I'm definitely working on that. Definitely in August, I should be dropping that, man. And that's gonna turn up the situation. So as always, man, it's been a pleasure. Same time next week. Everybody be safe. Peace, peace, peace. Signing off. Ninety seconds.